What's up, everybody? Welcome to Remember the Loot, a show where we delete the first takes and start all over. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and with me today is the freaking T-Bird, and making his podcast debut, our friend Game Squat.
Not you know, that retailer that you think of.
Not the
other. Oh, that website.
Not that other. Woo now. So, we have two sick hombres. We're missing Frosty and the Walking Idea. We are just finished up with PSX, and we lost our first live reaction show to it. So here we are.
Way
in our second take. Let's hope that we don't lose this one.
If we do, I'm out.
So we made a bunch of predictions. All right. Now, we've already gone through these predictions once today. But what we're going to do really fast is we're going to go back over them. So, Tanner, we're going to talk about the things that we didn't see before we talk about the things that we did see. All right. Your predictions were new Vita stuff, PS2 emulation, Dark Cloud 2, new game from Santa Monica, and Sony Ben's new game. All right. Well, you nailed it. We got some new Vita stuff, so you got a point, my friend. You failed it. We didn't get any PS2 emulation. I'm going to give you a half a point, as we discussed earlier, that Dark Cloud 2 was announced right before the show with trophy support.
I don't think Dark Cloud 2 was announced.
It was. Look on,
oh, it
you,
is?
You can look on IGN's stuff right now.
Sweet.
I believe it was IGN I saw it on. Either way, Dark Cloud 2 was announced.
So,
half a point.
I just put my disc in and it worked?
Now, I was reading that it doesn't, that they're saying that maybe the discs aren't.
So they're trying to crispy. Take my money.
I'm not 100% sure. And we didn't get any clarification on stage today.
Because of VR.
Because
VR,
of
VR, VR, VR,
VR.
PlayStation right. TV.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually about to buy one of those. Because I'm sick and tired of not being able to play my PS4 in my bedroom. And the Vita doesn't have a second set of shoulder buttons for a remote play.
Yeah, I tried doing Bloodborne with that and it did not work out well.
Yeah. So I'm 100% to buy a PlayStation TV in the next, whenever I come across the next deal on one.
Why not just get another PlayStation?
I said that to my wife the other night. You know what she told me?
No.
Go F yourself?
No soup for you. And I don't know what that means. So I'm going to move on.
I think it's a Seinfeld thing.
That is a Seinfeld. The soup not.
It was a joke. I know exactly what that means. So, all right. So you get a point for Vita. You get 0 points for PS Simulation. All right. You get a half a point for Dark Cloud 2 because it came a little premature. And you usually do. You get a point for Sony Santa Monica's new game. And Sony Ben's new game. What the freak, Shuhei? We didn't get anything from that.
Yeah.
So our hope is that we will get it at PS I Love You this afternoon.
Nope.
We'll see. So, 2.5 points, my friend. Now, because Frosty and the Walking Idea are not here, they don't get no points.
So now,
because we don't believe here in Remember the Loot and giving everyone a trophy just for participating. If you don't show up, if you don't bring your A game, you're not a winner. You're a loser. So, Josh.
That's your Game
Frosty,
Squad. You're still a loser.
You're freaking losers. Game Squad, you didn't even vote, so.
You're still a loser.
What were you about to say, Game Squad?
Okay, so, Josh's name, The Walking Idea.
Yes.
Is he one idea?
He is one single, but continuous.
Yeah, idea.
Idea developing.
Nice. That's all I wanted to know.
For any questions, comments, concerns on what is going on with this Walking Idea, you can email us at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. If you want to send any hate mail for us having Game Squad on the show, you can email us at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. If you want to email us and ask Tanner why the freak they didn't show Sony Ben's new game, why the freak it's not Siphon Filter, you can email us at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com.
Why would y'all ask me about that? I don't know.
Because you are the all-knowing, all-seeing eye, the T-Bird.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw. So, jumping waist deep into my predictions for the show. The things that we saw and things we didn't see. 0 points for PlayStation emulation.
Bahaha.
I get a half a point for PS1 and PS3 games being mentioned. Coming to the PlayStation universe. Now, I was more so implying PS one emulation, and then with the PS3 emulation as well. But when we wrote it down as PS3 games coming. So guess what? Yakuza 5 counts. Half a point, suckas. No God of War news. And I really want a Norse mythology God of War. What the freak?
I was so excited when you
hey, said you know
that.
What, you know what you guys said?
What?
Zombie game.
Zombie taxi. Something garbage.
Zombie taxi, Inc.
Ugh, God almighty. So, 0 points for that. I said there would be at least 100 titles on the PlayStation emulation to combat Xbox emulation.
Nope.
No, not that.
Yeah, like 20, maybe?
I said Hunter of the Reckoning would be one of them.
Nope.
I said No Man's Sky release date.
Nope.
Game Squad, did you hear No Man's Sky's release date?
Negative.
Because it didn't happen.
Oh!
I said there would be a new IP, and there were plenty of new IPs.
Plenty of them.
Plenty of those, so I got a point for everyone. All right, I said there would be free games, because last year at PSX, the EA came
you
on there and gave us three
got
free
lucky
games.
With that one.
And then you they got gave lucky. Us guns up free to play. So, hey, it's free, baby. So, boom. I said Siphon Filter would be Sony Ben's new game.
That was definitely my childhood. Siphon Filter was an amazing
I'm
game.
I'm saying, dude. I'm ready for that.
My dad crushed a controller on the sewer mission.
I don't remember that.
He got mad and imploded it in his hand.
That's awesome. I said Hideo Kojima's new game would be announced because he's partnering with Sony for a first-party studio.
And you're crazy to think that.
And he's still...
He's ambitious. It's not crazy.
He's still hiding in the little box trying to sneak into the Video Game Awards.
Now, does this box have a bikini-clad woman on it?
You know what? I think it's got a Chinese or Japanese, whichever one you prefer, man with a bowl cut and
Asian?
Big, thick frame glasses.
That was literally the most stereotypical thing you could ever say.
He just described Hideo.
He described Hideo Kojima.
You know what I mean?
He's going to sneak
that's
in.
That's Hideo. He's got a bowl cut and he's got big glasses.
He's a cosplay as himself.
Boom.
They'll never suspect it.
And then I said, because Capcom's going to have such a heavy presence there with the Capcom Cup, the Street Fighter tournaments, and Street Fighter 5, that they would say, oh, by the way, you're getting that new Resident Evil 7. No, nothing. Negative. So, 2.5 points for both of us, broski. But this isn't over yet. PSX is still going on right now. PSX is going to go on tomorrow. So you never know. Sony Ben might say, oh, by the way, guys, we're just playing. Here's a new Siphon Filter. Capcom might say,
I'm just going to leave this here.
Yeah. Here, oh, by the way, Resident Evil 7. Boom. So now, since we ran through that in a hurry, being that we've already lost a show today, let's move into the super mega rapid fire topics that are the PlayStation experience.
Pew, pew, pew.
Not PewDiePie. No. Pew, pew, pew. So here we go, ladies. Your impressions, your responses. Were you excited over the Uncharted 4 opening of the show?
Not really. The game, they shouldn't have showed anything else on that game. They should have just came out.
They did answer some questions with it.
Like what?
Like, what's the relationship looking like between him and his brother?
Dum, dum, dum.
Is he good? Is he bad?
He's probably bad.
Well, he said he was in trouble.
Well, see, okay, I can basically describe this. He's going to act like he's good. Halfway through the game, you're going to find out that he's bad, and then the rest of it's going to be him trying to get back at his brother.
Hmm.
Spoilers.
It says a thief's end, so I wonder if this is his brother's end.
Or his end.
Or they both die.
Holding
two
hands.
Dragons.
Oh, like Titanic. And Nathan Drake is like,
I'll never let go, Nate. I'll never let go.
Yeah. Nate, no!
What if Sully comes in and just caps the both of them? Say, you know what? I'm getting too old for this ish.
I'm going to go to Florida.
That'd be amazing.
What if he's like, you know what? I tried, Nate, your real name, Jeffrey. I just made that up.
What?
Well, I thought it was awesome. I thought it looked great. I thought that, like I said, yesterday, I'm ready for them to just release the game. I'm on our last podcast, you know, our VGA awards, because, you know, you don't say VG awards, you say VGA awards. I'm just ready for the game to come out.
The award awards.
But, you know, them putting that out first opposed to let's close with, you know,
let's
Uncharted.
Close with third-party stuff instead of a first-party game.
Okay, but that game's going to be sick. I'm calling it now.
Nope.
I'm calling it now. You will be so balls deep in that game.
Nope.
I guarantee you will. I'll put money
promise
on it right
you I won't.
You will. And you won't be able to resist it.
Yeah, I will.
I guarantee
you. I don't like MOBAs.
You play Destiny.
It's not a MOBA.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
What's the difference?
What is the word definition of MOBA?
The word definition?
The word like definition.
I don't know.
M-O-B-A.
I know. Okay. If you look at League of Legends, Smite, and Dota, well, basically it's five players against five other players.
Yeah, they're called lanes.
It's three lanes. Two outside, one mid. And you gotta take over, you gotta destroy this tower, and then go fight the boss at their base. That's not Destiny. So, yeah.
A multiplayer online battle arena.
So, Destiny.
So, Destiny.
PvP, at least.
Yeah.
You're in an arena. And it's literally the definition of an arena.
Okay, whatever.
Here's the thing. You like, you and Josh specialize in massive multiplayer online games. Okay? And right now, we're at a turning point in the generation to where we're getting flooded with them. Okay? And the two biggest online shooting games, right now, well, three. I mean, God, we got so many of them this year.
Yeah.
We got Star Wars, which is nothing but an arena set up for a bunch of people to go online and do a tower defense-esque, small-time little mission pieces and just shoot, kill, respawn, shoot, kill, respawn. Okay?
You just described every Call of Duty multiplayer ever.
Okay, that would be my next one, Call of Duty. You know? Whether it be, you know, Keister the Briefcase or just straight up PvP.
I'm just going to leave this here.
I'm just going to put this briefcase in my butt. And just
hide my power piston.
And then you got Destiny, which is, you know, the MMO, MOBA, everything. It's like daily missions. Arena-based squad squats.
So what you're saying is there's a
get over here
worth of shooters out there.
I'm actually going to censor that out because we don't steal other people's catchphrases.
Yeah. Loser.
Ah. Got him.
So there you go. So yes, so I do believe wholeheartedly. Here's the thing. These are the creators of Unreal Tournament, which really started this.
Didn't really play it.
But it was really good. That was before your time too, though.
It was really good.
That was before
your time. Three wasn't.
Man, but 3 was not their best one either.
No.
Unreal Tournament.
2.
Unreal Tournament was the best. Unreal Championship was good. Unreal Tournament 3 was okay. It was, I don't know. I think it was a little ill-placed in the generation, at least for me. There are people that loved it, you know. To me, it was a little too, it was big. Those maps were huge. Those tank maps, the hoverboards, all that stuff. It was fun, and I got it. I had it on PS3 and
then you have the gravity outside. And
yeah, it was good. But all I'm saying is those people went on to make Gears of War, which you loved, and that was a great bro shooter. And we love bro shooters up in this piece. And so if you take the online arenas and the online multiplayer of Unreal Tournament, with the look and the feel, which even then, Unreal Tournament 3, Unreal 3 or whatever, they freaking look like the dudes from Gears of War. I think you put all those together and you add, like, you specifically target it, say, this is a MMO, this is a MOBA, this is a big, you know, online world component thing. I think it's going to be good.
I have a segue going back to Uncharted and online shooters. The Uncharted beta just opened up.
Yeah, we
got that yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Get out. You're ruining it.
You have failed this podcast. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be what you think it's going to be.
I'm telling you, you will be a closet freaking Paragon player. I'm telling you. You
promise
can't
really you, I won't.
What do you know about this game?
If it's a MOBA, it's going to be set up just like Dota and League of Legends. Like World of Warcraft, pretty much. You're going to have your set abilities, and it's going to be like that.
Superhero shooters, that's kind of a big deal these days.
Yeah.
So you don't like shooters with classes?
That's not what I'm saying. Whatever.
I'm
telling you how it's going to be set up.
Okay.
Have you ever tried Smite since it's on Xbox for free?
No.
Try it. That's what that'll be your MOBA experience.
And you don't like it? It's pretty popular.
Not really. I'm not a MOBA guy.
Okay. I want someone out there. Let the record stand. I'm calling Tanner is going to play Paragon. I really like it. I would go as far to say
I'm calling.
He will put in at least 24 hours in it.
Nope.
Okay. Cool. What we want? Let's bet on it.
Okay.
Let's bet Tokyo Grill. Don't
know. Why go so small?
I mean, because we like that.
Ooh, he's calling you out, Daryl.
Okay.
Are you going to let him call you out like that? Then
what are you putting on it? What do you think is the proper payoff for you?
$64.19.
$20 PSN card.
And Tokyo Grill.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Boom. Done.
So in like 2 years when the game decides to come out.
He's just going to choose not to play it no matter how like.
No, he's going to be like looking at the counter and be like, man, this game's great. Oh, F. 23 hours and 59 minutes and he's going to stop. All right. Well, that kind of hijacks our order. But what the freak about Sean Layden wearing a Crash Bandicoot shirt?
I was so excited that he was going to be like, and this is the new Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
I was literally giddy like a girl. I was just hopping up and down. I was like, Kara. That's my girlfriend, obviously.
Oh, my God. I want Crash Bandicoot so bad.
I want Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
And nothing. Nothing. Not a freaking word.
That made me sad.
Because here's the thing. Phil Spencer has this running for Xbox. Yeah, head Xbox. Phil Spencer has a thing going on right now where it's like, he will wear a shirt, and he said, I have never worn a shirt about a game and that game didn't come out. Like basically, his shirts are foreshadowing into the properties in the games.
He had a Battletoads shirt on one E3.
Yep.
And guess what came out?
Battletoads.
The collection.
Yep.
And they put Battletoads in Shovel Knight.
Mm-hmm. And Killer Instinct.
Yeah, that's right. We got a big old toad coming to kick Marty's sleeve in the face. Because he's a fan. All right.
He loves it.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Don't care.
Okay, now, why don't we care?
Because I've never played it. I don't get what's all the hype about it.
Again, a little before your time.
I do like the turn-based. I did play 7.
7 was good. I remember. 7. See, I played 7 when I was like 12?
Yeah, I think I got it.
I was really young.
I got it for my brother. And my brother's 10 years older than me, if that says anything.
Yeah, so. It's I played it a long, long time ago. My brother played it as well, and we went back and forth playing together so you could beat it. 4 discs, PS1 game. I thought it was great at the time. Now, I didn't really stick with the RPG, you know what I'm saying, games. I didn't really stick with, I just kind of grew out of them, and I really focused into the survival horror stuff and got more into the action adventure games. So I didn't follow the Final Fantasy games up to date. So seeing this one is like, I am very excited because I get to go back to when those were at their prime in my life, or what I thought was their prime. The golden age of RPGs per se for me, you know, like I played Final Fantasy VII, then immediately played, Parasite Eve right after that. And I love Parasite Eve. Parasite Eve 2 was amazing, but I think Parasite Eve 2 was the last. I played Final Fantasy 8, and I actually have a copy of it in here somewhere. I didn't finish it. I don't remember 9 or 10.
10 is the first one I played, and the last one I played, PS2.
Was that the online one?
No.
Okay, that was 11.
Yeah, 11 was online.
I don't remember. That's kind of where I stopped. And I bought 13. I have 13 up there. And I put it in. And I was like, nah.
I think I got 13 too. I just haven't played it yet.
Is probably there a consecutive order, like 1, 2, 3, 4? Is there one story going through all of these games?
No. I think they're all different.
I think that like there's different characters that come back and forth on different games. And
the only one that's kind of had like 2 stories simultaneously was 10 and 10-2.
Yes, and that's another thing that got a little weird.
Is that Lightning and Lightning Returns?
No. Yeah, that's 13.
That's 13. Well,
those are two consecutive games.
That's 3.
That's 3 of those.
13, 13-2, Lightning Returns.
Yeah, it got a little weird right there, and I was already out of the RPG, so I'm excited about this. I'm hoping that it'll bring... If it looks like the Advent Children, which I think it does look very good,
yeah.
Then I'm excited
about
it.
That movie was great.
Sure.
I liked it. It was long. Kidding. They could have taken out at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was good. All right. So, alongside of that, we got a an announcement that Final Fantasy VII PC port is available today. Now, that is the response to a troll they gave us. Was it last year at PSX?
Yeah. Yeah, last year at PSX.
They're like, they showed Final Fantasy VII. People have been asking for a remake. And they're like, you get the PC port. And then it hasn't come out yet. And then now, so we get it. It's available to buy today. I'm totally going to get it. I'm very excited. I'll play through it, especially with trophy support. I will play back through that game. The trophies are probably going to suck, but that's just me being a little pessimistic.
Ride the chocobo.
There you go.
Boom.
Okay. Platinum. Call of Duty DLC. 30 days ahead of anybody else.
We already knew that, though.
Yeah.
But they came out and they pressed officially. It in a little bit. And then they announced the Call of Duty World League. Now, I'm assuming that's an e-sport reality TV show. It's kind of how that came
across.
Is it
kind of like the Ultimate Fighter? But
I think you're just going to be able to watch it on your PlayStation or on your Call of Duty or whatever it is. But I think that might just be like the actual like category you can go and enter at.
Okay.
Now,
so if you want to try your own little team at it and get shut down probably pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. So what you're saying is I should go on there and win me some money.
Oh, yeah. If you think you can beat Optic Gaming and all of them, sure.
I'm terrible.
But see, I do know if you go to the event section of your PlayStation, those are on there. There's the open enrollment for the Europe, Australia, America, and I think South America. Now, you can apply for that event. So to possibly be on there with your team, I'm guessing.
I don't know. Again, I'm not a big multiplayer guy. So
what you're saying is you are the person to ask.
Basically, I am the go-to on all this this competitive gaming stuff. All right. Star Wars Early Access. I was so completely uninterested in this that I didn't even write out what we're getting Early Access for.
The Battle of Jakku.
The Battle of Jakku.
Just to promote the new movie. Yeah. That's all. So. I did like the little montage they made of all the YouTubers.
That was freaking awesome.
Really cool.
I didn't watch
where,
that.
Part where Darth Vader cut the...
Yeah. Freaking Boba Fett flying up, shooting a rocket at a freaking X-Wing.
So cool.
I was actually putting up groceries during that section. That's how attentive I was to it. So I don't know. I played the beta.
Just go back and watch that little clip of it. That's awesome.
All right. Now, this is where things really got good again. Okay, so I felt like it opened strong. Uncharted was good, but I'm glad they opened with it versus closed with it. I didn't really want them to give any more attention to it than they did. And they did was really play
they played the opening of the game.
So that again, that was cool. You know, I'm glad we got a little bit of we saw it, and that was a good way to open it up. You know, I guess stoke the fire a little bit. I'm ready for the game to come out. Battleborn campaign announced. Now, when they came out with this Battleborn announcement, they came out and freaking dunked on all these multiplayer games coming out with no campaign. And all these hero shooters, is what they're calling them now, the superhero shooters or hero shooters or whatever. Or, you know, all these multiplayer games where you're obviously class-based, you have your specific stuff. So you got all these other games dropping at the same time as Battleborn, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we have
a couch
co-op. We have a campaign. We have all the modes that everyone complains about every game not having. So guess where we're not going? We are not going to be part of the Suck Clan.
And they don't call them heroes anymore. They call them BAs.
Which I thought was actually pretty cool, too.
That's really cool.
That's just a Gearbox thing, though.
And then, so they say, by the way, we got this open beta coming for all the PlayStation users, which we will, as Remember the Loot, get on there. We all about mastering those betas.
I just want to be the penguin in a robot suit.
Dude, Toby the penguin. What the freak? That was so cool.
He looked awesome with his like shades on.
And his dumb little one-liners. I was like, yes, yes. See, before,
I'm an arsenal destruction.
Before, I wasn't even interested. But now you have my attention.
So a penguin in a mech suit
gets
your
attention. A penguin in a mech suit, a campaign, and an open beta.
Oh, and freak. With the open beta, if you do play, you get an extra character that you wouldn't normally get.
Right, you unlock stuff.
The only question is now, can you pause the game?
No, it's online.
But during the campaign?
If you're playing by yourself, sure.
You should be able to.
They're getting all of my points.
I'm going to email them to tell them not to be able to pause the game.
So, and then I wrote a little note after they showed Toby. I wrote, holy balls. That was awesome. So then things got a little weird.
A little.
Two dragons. We got the Street Fighter V news. Now they showed the some people like Street Fighter. As a matter of fact, Frosty would be here with a full tent pitched. If
over the little training character.
I don't know if it was a training or not, but it was the only one that didn't get leaked, and that might be the reason. So there you go. But how about homie coming out with Ryu gloves?
That was really cool.
That's weird.
I don't think that was cool, actually. I think that whenever they let Japanese people on these conferences, they get very animated very quickly, and it gets weird.
Square Enix guys didn't. They just stood there and said their piece and got off.
Yeah, like, freak, we're out. So, speaking of Square Enix, I just picked up a copy of Just Cause 3. I'm going to make some videos tonight. I'm going to blow some stuff up. I'm not even planning on playing the game.
Just cause.
I'm going to tether stuff to stuff. I'm going to tether things to butts.
Tether a helicopter to somebody's butt.
That's my goal.
You're going to keister a tether?
My goal is I'm going to have somebody keister my tether and then tether my keister tether to something that blows up. I'm going to blow up their butt with a keister tether. Things just got a little weird.
I'm so confused.
So, yes. And so I wrote a special little note beside the Ryu gloves that whole Japanese conference was weird.
Yeah.
Change of outfit. Can't wear those anymore.
Then they had the headband, which I get it. You know, he's excited. It was cool. And they kept saying one more announcement. I thought that, like, by the way, we're Chris Redfield, Street Fighter V.
That's not going to happen.
Negative.
That'd be really cool.
I'd pre-order that game just on. And then they showed Armature. Top-down space shooter.
Yep. Don't care.
Didn't really get me, but I know people like those.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
You didn't miss anything. And they had a whole section on Adult Swim
the
games.
The Duck Game, my buddy has it on PC. It is fantastic.
Really?
It's couch co-op, 4 players.
I like how they emphasized couch co-op several times in the conference. Yeah, those are things that we're missing. When Halo comes out and says, by the way, no couch co-op, that makes a difference.
Sad
when
panda.
Freaking Rainbow Six and Star Wars come out and Titanfall and Evolve and they say no campaign, peep, I will not buy your game. Rainbow Six, I have Vegas 1, Vegas 2. I have them on multiple platforms. I love Rainbow Six. I bought the PS1 Rainbow Six games. Guess what? I have the OG Xbox copy of Rainbow Six 3, I think it's called, or whatever. All right? I love Rainbow Six, but when you don't put a single-player campaign, I don't buy your game. When you set your game up on solely the player base online, I don't buy your game. Okay, but now on the flip side of that, I've got Garden Warfare, Plants vs. Zombies, okay? Given to me for free. And I play it. I enjoy it.
It's really good.
It's really good. And my son got me into it. My 5-year-old son plays the full out of that game, and he got me into it. But there is a split screen mode on there, and we get to do some couch co-op. You know, we do couch co-op all the time. So there is an exception to the rule occasionally, but had that game not been given me for free at PSX last year, I wouldn't have played it. I wouldn't have experienced it, and it's good. Rainbow Six Siege, had they not given me the beta, I wouldn't have played it on that sheer principle. And it was good, but it still was not $60 good for that player base to disappear in 3 months and me not have a game anymore.
So, do you think that if it's an online-only game, do you think it should be cheaper?
I think if it's going to be an online-only game, it needs to be free-to-play.
Free-to-play?
I think that just makes sense. Don't make me pay $60 for a game that might not be here tomorrow if your servers are not working
or
the players aren't playing. Yeah, $120 for Battlefront, and guess what? It didn't work.
In their defense, somebody... No,
don't you defend it.
Also spent a ridiculous amount of money on a Resident Evil online shooter.
Hasn't happened yet.
I mean the previous one.
Hasn't happened yet. Everything up there right now is playable right now. I have every single game they've ever put out. I even have the Japanese versions. And I can put them in right now and they all play.
Didn't you buy an online...
Raccoon City was an online only. It had a single-player campaign by itself.
Yep. See? And then, now, here's the exception. Next year, Umbrella Corps is coming out online only.
And it's going to be a big turd.
But it's only $30.
Oh, so that price point, yeah.
You see? Now, okay, here's what they're doing. This is an online-only game. Okay? So it's not a $60 release. And I'm sure there's going to be things built into it to where they can make their money.
You know? Microtransactions.
$59.99 DLC.
Yeah, microtransactions. And you know what? And to me, that's okay. Granted, I don't want to pay $30 for a game that might not be here tomorrow. But $30 is a lot easier to swallow for a month or two of enjoyment than $60. Okay, granted, I might have $60 worth of fun. The bottom line is that sticker shock will keep me away based on what how much content you do and don't provide. Now, I know people generate more hours of play and more hours of fun off of multiplayer games, but I do not. I'm going to buy Resident Evil strictly because I'm a fan, and when that game is not playable in 6 months because no one's playing it anymore, it's going to go on my shelf like the rest of them, which actually I think this one's coming out digitally to begin with. So
will take a picture of it.
It'll be in my library of games that cannot be played. So, anyways, Adult Swim's games came out. Death's Gambit looked really cool. A 2D side-scroller with dragons.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. To me, that screamed PS Plus game.
Now,
all of them do.
I think this was in there. It was like it looked like a pixel game, but it was like lines. At one point, there was a dragon made of lines.
That's a little bit farther in the conference. I know what you're talking about. The one that's kind of black and white, looks like
Tron. Yeah. There's like dots everywhere, but it's like 3D.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe that game.
Dots, 3D, Tron. Nailed it.
That was pretty good.
So then was Raise the Dead, which looks like a new version of Stubbs the Zombie with a little more cartoony. I missed a game. I was writing down my notes, and then it said rain something or something rain all in that little roll of.
I know what you're talking about.
Of indie games,
That one seemed like it would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it did. It looked pretty good.
I've bought many of the Adult Swim games on mobile. They're really good.
I can't think of a game I've actually purchased of theirs, but I like the fact that they went from making television shows to video games. I think that's pretty rad.
Yeah, they're really quality. Like, they did Amateur Surgeon. They had a version of that. That was really, really fun. Unicorn. There's a unicorn game where, you're farting rainbows, and that's, your jetpack.
The only unicorn game I know of is The Witcher 3.
Hey, and that's because you have sex on the back of a unicorn.
I've never played that part.
So you ride it bareback.
No problem.
Sure. Why not?
All right. And then you got small radios, big TVs.
What the freak was that?
What is this? I saw putting a tape in a tape deck, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. And then they had Double Fine's Headlander. Headlander, yeah.
I wonder if the new kids were like...
That looked okay.
Cassette player? What is that? Is this some new technology?
Dude, I'm sure my kids were like, what is that, Daddy? And then they jumped, obviously, Tim Schafer was on there talking about the day of the Tentacle.
Remaster.
I've never played it. People seem to love it. Frosty seems super excited about it. That's coming in March.
Funny.
I hear good things about it, but
I like that Penny Arcade style. Yeah. They're really fun.
Yeah, that's a game. As a matter of fact, I don't really play many of Tim Schafer's games. So, nothing against him. I just have never really gotten into them, so. We'll see. Full Throttle Remastered. Never played the original one, so. And then Psychonauts VR. Now, the fact that Psychonauts 2 is coming to PlayStation, and Psychonauts being an OG or Xbox original series, and I know people love Psychonauts, I'm glad that people have it. Is it for me? No. Psychonauts VR? No.
Did you ever play the original?
No.
Did you?
Seen stuff on it, because I've heard people talking about it in podcasts so much, so I've YouTubed it, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not really interested.
Yeah, see, that was a little before my time.
It kind of just runs through a bunch of games. I mean, they were just game after game after game after game. I missed one in the midst of it. I saw, the tail end of it pop up. But then it was Don't Starve Together.
I'm kind of excited about that.
I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Don't Starve was cool.
See, I didn't get a chance to play that.
Then there was Zodiac, the PS Vita and PS4 multiplayer little game they showed off. That was when they started saying Vita, available on Vita, also on Vita. To me, they even showed a Vita in the highlight reel, and I was like, yes. Vita's not dead.
That's what I said in our little group chat, group message. It's there. It's alive.
It's not dead. I'm excited. I really wish they would have came up and said, by the way, we're going to knock the price on these memory cards so more people can get Vitas. And every conference,
they got to make up that money, man.
This is what I want them to say. I want to kind of say, all right, we're going to do this again. This time we're going to do it right. The Vita 2 has a second set of shoulder buttons. It is built from the ground up to interact with your PlayStation on much more intimate levels. And it's got a built-in memory system.
Well, so you know what they could do. Have you held the new 3DS? It's called the new 3DS?
The one with the little C-stick button on there?
Yeah, like the one GameCube? With the C-stick. No. Okay, they have two shoulder buttons. Okay, and the way they have it is it's one on the middle, like closer inward, and then one on the end.
Oh, that's
works
smart.
Very nice. I play Super Smash.
Yeah.
I almost brought mine today, actually.
Oh, wow. That's pretty rad.
Like, that's what they could do with the Vita. You know what I mean? Just put them one in the middle, like, inwards more, and then one on the outside.
But that means they got to invest money into that, and that thing's pretty much dead.
Well, with VR being the big focus right now, I just see it going away.
PS Vita with VR.
Dude, I was thinking earlier today, I was grocery shopping, I was like, what if they found a way to make the Vita viable for VR?
But just like it's supposed to be viable for the
PS4. You put a headset on and you just slide your Vita in it.
Oh. Or like your Vita could be your controller, like your hands.
Nailed it. I wish that I could use my Vita on my PS4 as a controller. You know? Even if it was just a remote to move Netflix. So, anyways. Hitman Go coming to the PS4. Yes.
Now, what is that?
Okay, Hitman Go is, and there's Square Enix has Hitman Go, and they have Lara Croft Go, and they're mobile games.
Okay, and, see, that's what I was
yeah,
figuring.
And I've seen some stuff on them, and they have like some sniper missions on there, and people really seem to like them, and they're supposedly built really well for mobile. And they're like, by the way, this stuff's it's coming over to PlayStation. And I feel like that's good. Games that were successful on mobile coming to the PlayStation, I think it's a good thing. Yeah, I don't feel like a game that if it's good shouldn't be left on mobile, because I feel like mobile is a very trendy platform, but it's not going to be here forever. And what I mean by mobile is like iOS and Android.
Yeah,
I do not mean
it's in for
a real handheld game. You know what I'm saying, like a Vita or a 3DS. Here's my thing: even if you brought Hitman Go to the Vita, which I think did they say that?
Yeah, they said Vita.
That's Vita.
Okay. To me, that's what makes the most sense. If you're going to put it on iOS, also put it on...
Yeah, because it is a technical mobile device.
Let me play it there, because if I'm going to get your game, I'm not going to get it on my iPhone. I hate playing games on my iPhone. My kids like it, but I don't. Oh, for the record, I found the missing Kindle and iPad last night.
Oh, did you really? Congratulations.
Yeah.
I left them on your front porch.
Thank you. And I found my missing Oakleys. So all things that were stolen, supposedly, have come back.
I also left them on your front porch.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So then we had Brawlhalla.
Going back to the previous one, Zodiac.
Yes.
Did you ever guys play Dragon's Quest?
Negative.
Nope.
Okay. So that one is a hand-drawn, every frame of it is all hand-drawn by a Japanese artist. It is a platformer for the new age.
Oh, you lost me.
It is one of the most fun games I've ever played. My only con with that game is you'd beat the game, you get to the dragon, you kill it, spoilers. There is 12 other dragons. You have to do the game in like backwards and upside down. And
yeah, that's too much for me.
Yeah, it was crazy. That game reminded me of that. The warrior looked like the dwarf character from that game.
Oh, word. Yep, you lost me at platformer.
I will suck you into that game. It's awesome.
Whoa.
Weird.
The women have big brains.
Well, this is completely fantasy now.
Yeah.
That's not true.
When you go into the shop, I think it's Morgan. I forget her name.
How many Morgan or Morgan characters are in video games?
Everyone.
Too many.
It's like John Smith. This is the most common video game name ever is Morgan.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? It's... And she also has very big brains.
Brains. All right. So
she got a big personality?
Yeah, she's very big. Two very big personalities.
So shining shield for Wonder Woman. That was yesterday's show. All right.
Yeah.
Brawlhalla. Yeah, that looks pretty rad. I like brawler beat 'em ups. I probably won't play it.
There's your North mythology.
Boom. Yakuza 5.
Boo.
Coming to PS3.
I don't care.
Hey, you know what? I got a point for that.
You got half a point.
I got a...
Is it point in case? Case in point?
However you say that. And then there's Yakuza 0 coming to PS4. That looked pretty good. That was a good trailer. This one I thought was awesome. Okay. King of Fighters coming to PS4.
I want to buy that. I want to buy that just because it looks so anime.
It looked pretty rad. And today's toast is going to go to the King of Fighters. Why?
Blah, 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 blah.
F-Logic, that's why.
Fair enough.
Actually, I was just ready to toast, so I was just thirsty. So then we got...
It's not even a monster today.
that's why I didn't go through my whole spiel. I was just like, I got that for $1, so I'm going to drink it. That's a...
Don't say it.
Yeah,
say it.
I can't.
No, it'll hurt the sponsorship.
Hurt my sponsorship.
You don't even have a sponsorship.
You shut your whore mouth.
Sponsorship that hasn't kicked in yet.
That's not getting bleeped.
Shut your meow.
All right, so now we got Neo. This one was pretty awesome. I'll actually share my toast for this one because I actually wrote a little note that says, looks amazing. Neo, yeah.
Yes.
For PS4 looked awesome. It's by Team Ninja or Ninja Team, however you say that.
Team Ninja.
Freaking, where's Hellblade?
They ain't happening.
Where the freak is Hellblade?
Now, what is that?
Hellblade? It's a game.
Yeah.
Hellblade looks like the modern version of Heavenly Sword.
Oh.
Now, if you think about it, Heavenly Sword, Hellblade. They're not saying that they're sequels, but there's
But they might be saying that the sequels.
But I'm just saying they're crossing the streams. So, Neo looked really good.
Yeah.
That's got your Ninja Gaiden, Heavenly Sword meets Bloodborne,
I feel
like Dark
plum,
Souls.
That game is going to be amazing.
That game looked really good. Yeah, your plum might be right on that one. And how about this
Your plum?
One?
Yeah, it's my plum.
Yeah. Bastion Vita today.
$2.99.
We got a lot of available today announcements.
Now, Bastion is like a Legend of Zelda platformer kind of thing.
Yeah, and you lost me.
You just went from like completely excited $2.99 all in to I'm pulling out.
I heard a lot of good things about Bastion, and
people that made Transistor.
Yeah, I got Transistor.
Transistor was a great game. I didn't beat it, but I had so many games at that point that I couldn't.
I'll go back to it. I'll finish it. And then Bit Trip.
And now that was like four games. They said three or four games.
It was four or six. I think it was six actually.
Yeah,
it was a bunch of them. So I don't,
six bit whatever.
Yeah, Bit Trip. And I was like, I like that. And then Nuclear Throne. And everyone who showed up to PSX today got a copy of Nuclear Throne. That's pretty rad.
And
so more.
So that was the part where the guys came and sat down?
Yeah, yeah. That was
yeah, so I missed this part.
That was the PS blog.
That guy
guys
looked homeless with a beard.
Yeah. It'll do that to you.
Yeah.
And then I made a huge note. Lots of Vita games because they kept saying, and for the Vita.
Yeah,
come
everything
to
was
Vita.
Crossed by.
Bastion on the Vita. So I like that. Then they showed Brutal. Really neat graphics. It looked like a melee brawler.
That's the pixel game I'm talking
about. Yeah, that one looked really cool.
And then I like that the A was the ad symbol.
I really like how like it had that Tron, like a mix between Tron and Knack as far as like the way it looked.
Yeah, very much so.
But then when they'd kill something, blood would go everywhere.
I was like, is this a new age Pac-Man? When they didn't show people and they didn't show the map, I was like, I see these dots. Am I supposed to eat them?
You know, I'm gonna kind of segue out of this for just a second, and because as I'm going over this, I'm thinking, where's Killstrain? Where's the Killing Floor? Where are all these
killing
games?
Floor? I need the Killing Floor.
I need the Killing Floor.
What is that?
It's a first person arena.
120 FPS shooter with slow mo. Freaking seeing everything like just get blown apart when you shoot them. Looks so awesome.
It up. YouTube. And when we're done with this, YouTube the Killing Floor.
We could stream that for the Remember Lugas.
If it ever comes out.
It's out on PC.
Part 2's out? I know the first
Maybe.
One.
No, it might Killing just be Floor, the first one. Yeah.
They're working on Killing Floor 2 forever.
There might have been a beta. I don't know.
Either way, Brutal looks good. MLB The Show 2016. You know what's crazy is like I had this conference going on my iPhone. I'm sitting there doing dishes and I'm putting up groceries and stuff as I'm watching and listening and everything. I'm taking notes. And my son, he's just kind of in and out of the room, not really paying a lot of attention. And then the MLB pops up, and he stops, and he stares. And he watched the entire trailer. You know, and he's like, Daddy, he's been telling me you want to play baseball. He's 5 years old. And I don't really watch baseball in the house. We don't really have a whole lot of dealings. But when he sees it, he's like, man, I'm really interested in baseball. And then that game popped up, and he stopped, just cold, boom. So I was like,
Well, it's like you lost your PS4.
I need to buy my wife a PS4 and my son a PS4, so they'll leave mine alone.
That's a lot of money.
You know what? Guns up. Free to play. Today. Boom.
Nice transition.
And PS Plus users get a free DLC pack to start you off right.
If they order it before December 15th.
Yeah, if you go download it now, you'll get
I'm going to download it tonight. I actually had everything queued up. I installed Just Cause and was going to do all that stuff, and then we started the show. So, Fat Princess, available today. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Adventures. Did you ever play the first one?
No, I my only interaction with Fat Princess is in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Fat Princess was very fun.
People love that game.
Yeah,
people
it was so game. Fun. I didn't get a chance to buy it. I played the demo of it.
Yeah, I've got one of them on PS3 somewhere in my archives.
Yeah.
And then we never get to it. Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
Man, that don't look good.
My child inside.
Now, that's the kind of platforming I enjoy. A Ratchet and Clank game. My son and I loved All for One. I actually just recently...
That was a very different style than the other ones.
Yeah, I just recently bought A Crack in Time and Enter the Nexus and a couple of the other ones. So.
You don't have the good ones.
Which one's the best one?
The first one?
Two. Going Commando.
But those are... Yeah.
No, Up Your Arsenal was the best.
Up Your Arsenal and Going Commando. I was going to buy those on the Vita because only have them on...
Yeah, they get the collection.
The collection on the Vita, yeah.
Platinum. They have like 40, 30 bucks.
Maybe so. Huh. I missed those games. I was more of an Xbox gamer when they came out. And
you know, you weren't
really fun.
And my thing is this: I was PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and then when the Xbox OG came out, well, here's the thing: I don't really like platformers that much, and mascot.
No way, really?
Not that right? Shocker. And then mascot platformers weren't really grabbing me at a time where I was getting into first person shooters and Grand Theft Auto. And it's funny because he told that story about Grand Theft Auto coming out and all these other games coming out and people wanting
family
more.
Friendly.
Yeah, he's like, we thought we were gonna get killed, and I was one of those people that he lost. You know what I'm saying? Because I was moving out of that. I wanted to steal cars and freaking drive on a little.
That's actually really surprising. Like, they're all about them butt jokes, and you love a good.
I know, and that's the thing. I didn't know about this until I got All for One, and my son and I started playing it together. And then I started kind of digging into the Ratchet and Clank universe a little bit and listening to people talk about it, and they're like, all the innuendo, and I love innuendo.
Yeah, it's like a Pixar or a Disney movie, you know, they've got all those things for the adults.
Yeah. So, this brings us into, hang on, I'm a button up
The VR.
These announcements. I'm a button up these announcements with the Ratchet and Clank early access to the movie for PlayStation Plus users in April. Watch that with my kids. Very excited about it. Now,
I'll just watch it by myself.
Yes, you will.
Yes. Yeah.
Here we are, Tanner. This brings us to our Tanner's favorite segment. All about that VR.
I'm just going
to
say, Job Simulator sold me on VR. I need that.
For all of y'all staying at home, not going to your jobs, you can play Job Simulator.
So people can't tell you to get a job because you have a job. And your job is throwing coffee around.
I've been working all day, Zerga. We didn't get
a That's like literally the last thing I want to do. I don't want to work with Daryl all day and then be like, okay, Daryl, let's get back on work.
Yeah, let's go home and play video Job Simulator together.
Yeah, let's go play at the office. Yeah,
that's too funny.
That was lame. How about this? How about we didn't get a price on VR?
We're not
only did we not give it a price on VR, but then they showed us the tech demo and the dude's the controls were broken or didn't work. They didn't
his controls weren't turned on.
Yeah. They weren't. Well, he might have forgot the batteries.
Well, they fail.
They don't have batteries.
That was an Xbox joke. Because, they won't.
I don't know anything about Xbox.
Batteries and they suck.
Oh, okay. Because they suck.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Just for sake of mentioning it, I know how much Tanner is interested in VR. And I am legitimately.
Underfoot. Robot Golf is amazing.
So these are my notes. I'm just going to read my notes.
Greatest thing ever made.
They are.
Mech Golf.
Broken VR Tech Demo. Res VR. Eagle Eye VR. Zombie Taxi VR.
That's stupid.
Job VR. Gollum VR.
That one kind of looked
Gollum looked pretty cool.
See, I missed these ones. You'll have to fill me in a little bit.
You don't.
No, I'm not going to. They're really.
No.
The thing about VR is this.
It sucks.
We've never tried it. So we really don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
what we see doesn't look cool. Because how do you explain to someone how that looks and feels?
They tried and it didn't work.
And my thing is this: it took me years to come around to wearing a headset. Like, I didn't want a Turtle Beach headset. I didn't want some big clunky junk on my head. When I play video games, I play video games to relax and to just freaking melt in my chair. See that right there? See that big freaking leather recliner? You know what I did last night? after I mixed down our podcast yesterday from the VGA Awards, not the VGAs, I sat down in my chair and I said, okay, it's Friday Night Fights. I'm going to stream. I'm going to fight some people online.
Yeah, how'd that go, by the way?
I'll tell you exactly how it went. I turned on Injustice. I got into a lobby and I fell asleep.
So it went well.
I don't freaking have a clue. If anybody joined my game, I don't even know. Because I woke up with my iPhone keistered, my controller dead on the floor. Actually, no, I lied. I did wake up. I woke up after a while. No one was in my room. I backed out of it. And then I got on Rocket League. And on Rocket League, I was like working on my Far, Far Away trophy. And I got that last night. And then I fell asleep.
Far, Far Away, that's the one that's 500 kilometers?
Yeah, I actually fell asleep. I dropped the controller. My controller, I glitched in a wall somehow. First glitch I've ever seen in Rocket League. Because I woke up this morning with my car just glitched in a wall with my controller still going. So, with that being said, VR, Ace Combat VR.
PlayStation TV,
Call of Duty.
That Ace Combat, that works.
I mean, stuff like that makes it a lot of sense. I really think so.
But see, I think you made a very valid point. Like, how do you advertise VR to show somebody it?
Somebody watching the keynote speech on their iPhone. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even from my big screen TV. I'm not immersed in my surround sound. I was legitimately standing in front of my kitchen with my iPhone 6 Plus propped up in the windowsill, washing dishes, making lunch for my kids, and I put up the groceries. Running that full-time daddy daycare. So you're not gonna hit me with VR. You know, through my iPhone. It's not going to happen. And I wrote down everything that I saw and I heard and was completely uninterested the entire time. One day when I walk up to a VR kiosk and I give it a shot, I'll give the podcast community my honest input.
Your 2 cents.
So what do you think the price point is going to be for that VR?
$400.
We all think it's going to be around $400. They said the price of a console. Now, the console's $299.
So are they talking about PlayStation 3?
Yeah,
price?
Are they talking about Vita?
$600.
Oh, so no Vita price drop either of the PlayStation experience.
Nope, they dropped the price right before the holidays. So it's like $139 right now. But
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Kind of funny predicted that it would be $99.99.
Yep, I mean, it's not over though. I feel like with Shuhei not touching the stage at PlayStation,
you think he's gonna hit that at Kind of Funny?
He did not touch the stage at PlayStation Experience. So he's got something planned for Kind of Funny.
Up his...
I think he's going to drop a bomb on Kind of Funny. I think that's why they're the only podcast allowed there. That's why they're doing the panels. I honestly feel like that there's a big... This is going to be a big deal. This is...
Well, they could still have something tomorrow with them.
True. I mean, that we got...
Like, it could have been like Greg Miller, Colin Moriarty, with Shuhei on the stage.
Naked.
Dancing.
Well, no, they got the Capcom Cup tomorrow on the stage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We got Hob.
That's kind of cool.
I was like, what is this?
I didn't see that one.
Look it up. It was okay. That was the Destiny Sparrow Racing League.
It took them almost 2 years to put that in.
Now, are you going
to... That excites me.
Are
I
you going to get on
a
Sparrow
it,
and
nope.
ride around?
Nope.
They didn't sound like
I will... We don't need that. I will say, I was at first like, dude, we should be able to race these things. That'd be so freaking awesome. But now it's taking them like over a year. I don't care.
I want space battles, though. Space battles would be amazing.
That's not going to happen.
I want...
Well, actually, you know, it could happen because they put Sparrow Racing in and everyone wanted that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to play the game.
You've never played it?
I played Destiny. I played the beta. No, here's the thing.
You have it on Xbox. You're saying.
I have all of it on Xbox, but here's the problem.
Better
on PlayStation.
You
don't want to play it on Xbox.
I'll
let you borrow it.
There are certain games that I want to play on Xbox. There are certain games that I want to play on PlayStation. I.e. all of them. So, I'll play the exclusive stuff on Xbox, or I will do the occasional play a game with my brother or play a game with the T-Bird. But... I like...
But that gets expensive because you have to pay deeper.
I like... Well, he comes cheap.
I don't get paid for anything.
Heyo.
I like my PlayStation 4 controller.
It fits nice.
You can buy an adapter to plug it into your Xbox. Do it.
You know what? I need to do that. I really do, especially seeming to have had so many Xbox controllers break with less than 20 hours on them.
There you go.
But that's neither here nor there. Ni No Kuni 2. Ni No Kuni 2.
I'm probably going to get that whenever it comes
that
out.
That looked like, it's to me, I watched, it screamed Tanner. I was like, dude, T-Bird, that's all up your alley.
That's a straight up JRPG.
That's a straight up JRPG anime flick.
Yeah, just like Persona 4.
Just like what you like. So... I thought that you really liked that announcement. And then, of course, they ended the show. Now, I will say this. I know you don't think this is their best conference.
I'm not the only one that thought that.
I thought it was a really good conference.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I don't think it was their best. But
I'm gonna tell you, there was one company. I was watching the stream. They got off. They all had the face of like.
Well, yeah, IGN.
The F did we just watch?
I was watching their stream too because yeah. As soon as it was over, they're like, "Wow, that wasn't their best. That wasn't their strongest conference." I thought it was really good. I thought it came out swinging and it maintained the pace. I thought E3 was, you know, better, but
Paris Games Week was better.
E3 is just a bigger in general.
Paris Games Week was good too. But here's the thing. The stuff that I wanted to see, they didn't say anything about yet. So I'm a little disappointed. But ending with Paragon. Okay, here's where this is where it gets interesting for me. I don't like multiplayer games. I don't like MOBAs or MMOs. I don't have the time, nor they don't fit in my life right now. But when
you want to play for a little bit and feel accomplished, not got your butt blood.
Yeah. I see what you did there. This is why I like single player campaigns, because I can pause them and walk away from them. I can play for a minute, get to a checkpoint, get to a save point, and walk away, and then there might be 6 months before I get back to it. I don't know. I have more unfinished games than I have finished games. You know, like with a game that requires me to be on there and to maintain being valid in the universe is I got to play. You know, like when you get on Call of Duty, for example, the first week or 2 weeks of launch is the only time that I'm worth the crap. Because after that, people get good at the game. The chumps like me don't play anymore. Yeah, they know the maps. They know the game. So that when I get on there, I'm just getting just dogged out. All right. On these multiplayer-only games like Titanfall and Evolve and all that stuff, like I don't have the time to sit down with a group of people and tactfully, plan out how we're going to capture this monster. Or, you know, I don't have a team, a squad to play with. I can't even get my podcast bros to play games with me. You know, like it's difficult. You know, and I play at odd hours. You know, I play 4 a.m. till 6. That's usually the biggest chunk that I'll get in a week's time is right before work. And then, you know, in the evening, sometimes everybody goes to bed, but case in point, however you say that, last night I freaking passed out in a lobby waiting on someone to play with me online. I didn't want to play online, but I committed to doing the Friday night fights, and the game that I chose was, you know, Injustice.
Are you any good at that?
I'm terrible at everything, actually.
Yes, I can confirm this is true.
I win more than I lose on that game. But then again, you put me in Mortal Kombat, something made by the same people, who plays just a hair differently that I'm not very experienced in. I lose.
What's your fighter of choice in Injustice?
I really like Green Arrow.
You play with Green Arrow?
I like Green Arrow. I feel like he was easy to play. I liked him because of the show, and then you got the Green Arrow, the actual Arrow DLC.
Gold Edition.
Yeah, and you got the Arrow costume and you have the voice from Stephen Amell. So
we'll have to play sometime. Mine's actually Harley Quinn.
Word. Well, I'm sure it's because you have it on for her.
Freak.
I do have it on for her, but her combos are amazing.
I really liked Arrow. I felt like he was easy to play. I like being Batman too.
He's a juggler.
Yeah, he's a juggalo. Anyways, my point is I went on last night to do the Friday night fights and I fell asleep waiting in the lobby. And here's another problem I have with online multiplayer games. Waiting in a lobby. If I don't have a lot of time to play, I don't have time to wait. You know? And so I can turn on Uncharted, fire right up, start playing, get to a checkpoint, beat a chapter, whatever, and I put it down and I walk away and I come back at my leisure. A game like Destiny, I want to play because I enjoyed the beta. But I keep hearing from Tanner, who's got 600 plus hours in the game, that it is an investment and it is a grind. And I don't necessarily have that. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for all these open world games either. I love open world games. Love them. I love a game that you can get lost in. But I still haven't, I'm not like 8% done with Metal Gear. I just don't have the time to play and play and play. So, you know, and then again, I'm a bit of a completionist too. I really like, when I get in a game, I want to platinum the game. And then I've got more games that are close to being platinumed than I do have the platinum, because I'll beat them and I'll beat them and I'll get all the stuff, and then I'm like, okay, one more playthrough and I got the platinum, and then I don't do it. It's a struggle. But anyways, Paragon looks great, and I'm really interested because I saw the PC, you know, reveal on that a few weeks ago. We actually talked about it on the show a little bit. And I was like, man, this game is made by people who have made games that grab me, and I will. They've made me play their games online before. Now, granted, life was different then. I didn't have kids. I played in a band, and when I wasn't, you know, playing shows, I had hair.
No, he didn't have hair.
I had some hair.
That's like more.
So I don't know, man. I like it. I'm interested in it. When they say things like multiplayer or MOBA, it does scare me. But that game had my attention from the minute they released the first little piece about it. So, and the fact that Epic Games is making a game that's going on PlayStation, that's a big deal.
Is it Epic?
Oh, yeah.
It is Epic, yeah. So that's it. That's the conference. You guys got anything you want to add, you want to end with?
Yeah, do you think we should talk about our trophy horror war?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to mention it yesterday. So the trophy horror war is in full effect, okay? Now, for those of you who are listening who don't know what the trophy horror war is, the Remember the Loot crew and the handful of the Remember the Loot scrubs that we surround ourselves with are in a battle for the month of December to get the most trophies, the rarest trophy, and the most platinums. And the rarest platinum. We'll go all four. Four categories.
Maybe one for each trophy.
So nobody helped Daryl get the ghost platinum?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody played ghost.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
That's why I've been saving my Bloodborne platinum.
Yep, he's been saving it because he's going to get it this month, and it's going to be the rarest, most hardcore platinum.
So here's what Fallout 4 might have the most rarest platinum.
Here's what we've done, okay? So I program and I operate a CNC laser machine. I'm making us legit trophy statues, legit trophies for our rewards. So they will be nice. They will be awesome.
We're going to get old Angry M to paint them up.
Old Angry M's going to do it. So here's the deal, okay? This expires. This tournament, this war expires January 1st.
By the way, I just want to point out, I have a week off.
You do.
So
you can get that.
By the way, Daryl, I quit.
I think that's bad for you.
Well, that's bad for me because then I got to do double duty and I'll never get to play. So,
and I get trophies.
And he gets trophies. So here's the deal. All right, here's the rules. Now, we've discussed the rules amongst ourselves. PlayStation 4 games only. Okay, and granted, you can get other trophies, but they will not be counted. So, from December 1st to January 1st, the only trophies that count are the PlayStation 4 trophies, which we will go through and we will weed out, because there's no way I'm going to not get Vita trophies. There's no way. As a matter of fact, I got a Vita trophy on the can the other day.
What was it? Was it keystringing the
Vita? No, actually, it was Touch My Rear on a Uncharted Golden Abyss, because if you use the rear touch on the Vita,
yeah,
you can climb up and down ropes. And the trophy popped and said, touch my rear. Which is crazy. I've already beat the game and I never got that one. I don't remember ever seeing that in the trophy list.
Maybe it was a new one.
I doubt that.
Maybe it's because it was on the toilet. Maybe it needed a certain...
Maybe it was it only popped because I was in a certain spot.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So there you go. So
that's what she said.
Oh. Trophy whore war. Now, what's going to happen is this. We're going to finish this podcast. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to submit it. And then I'm going to hear the actual trophy whores from Proven Gamers Trophy Whores. And they're going to be like, oh, you can't have a trophy whore war without the trophy whores. This first trophy whore is for the Loot Crew. This is something that's been brewing for a long, long time. This is to show who has the biggest ego.
We're gonna lose some friends. We're going to draw some lines in the sand.
That's right.
There will be blood.
There will be blood. Oh, yes. And then after this, we're going to invite the community. So we're going to have a trophy whore war against the trophy whores. And I guarantee
Is it trophy war, war two?
Trophy whore war two. Yes, deuce. Or deus.
CWW2.
Here's the thing. When we do the next one, I guarantee the loot crew will out trophy whore these so-called trophy whores. Shots Ooh. Fired, Tricky. Shots fired, Donnie.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ooh.
You hear that? Yield. You will yield to me.
The lines have been drawn.
That's right.
Alex,
there. Alex, you don't have a PS4, bro.
He's using his government name.
Well, that's his trophy whore.
I'm just kidding. I know. I'm just...
All right, yeah. Saucosaurus Rex or Alexosaurus Rex, whatever your name is. Check it out, bro. I don't have anything negative to say to you, but you don't have a PS4. So
besides, he doesn't have a PS4.
But you don't. You just it wouldn't count.
And he's on the trophy whore squad.
And dude, he's got like 61 platinums out of 62 games played. He ain't no joke. He's the most pure of the four. And then Nate, the unofficial.
He's the purest whore of
them
all.
The purest whore of them all. And then Nate, the unofficial fifth whore. He's actually pretty cool. I mean, they're all cool guys. I all this trash talk and banter back and forth is because of the Donnie babble. All right, this is the Daryl babble. And this is the only one that matters. This is that verbal smackdown. All of them cool guys. We love those guys. But Nate, he's pretty rad too. So anyways, this trophy whore war is personal. This is about
now, if you can't see Daryl, he's angrily pointing at
this
us.
This is about strengthening the bond of a brotherhood.
Or
this chain
friends.
Is only as strong as its weakest link.
And so that's Daryl.
No. Ninja, please. I'm gonna get this. I'm going to win this.
I can get 2 platinums.
Can and
or
will.
I can get Bloodborne. And I can get the Order.
Get that.
Hey, Daryl, can I borrow 2. The Order?
Don't let him.
I'll let you borrow. I'll let you borrow anything.
Don't let him do it.
I'll let you borrow.
Why would you?
I'll never play that game during the Trophy War. This is business. I ain't got time for that.
And you play respected games like Telltale.
Hannah Montana.
Which is surprising because I thought you'd save that game for this.
No, whenever we were going over the official rules, I got a lot of pushback on... Yeah,
He owns every PlayStation console.
I'm in the
PlayStation.
Well,
that's my pushback.
So,
I need to choose one.
I have 3 PS3s, one of which is at Frosty's house right now so that he can play online with me to get trophies. So, I'm fine with using the PS4.
We need to have
a
boycott against Daryl, us helping Daryl with trophies.
I mean, if you guys want to gang up together and lose as a group, that's fine.
You'll never get that ghost trophy. Or that platinum.
That's okay. I will wait patiently. And I will continue to buy that game for people that I might have a little bit of influence with.
You need to know more people.
Or how about this? How about you guys freaking beat the game on Veteran and then we all platinum it together? One big loot high.
You know why? Because that's...
That's pretty bro.
That game's awesome.
That's pretty bro.
No, it's not.
We could actually end the month out.
By everybody getting
Getting a platinum together. So that no man is left behind.
That was like a Fury moment. From, like, you know, the movie Fury?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
So, all right. With that being said, Trophy Whore War is a go. Shots are fired 2 days in a row at the Trophy Chumps. Come at me, dog. You will yield to me.
With a peace treaty at the end for Ghost.
That's the only way we can have peace between the two groups.
Is if we play
Ghost together. So that's it. That's the show this week, guys. We're gonna close things out with a little bit of sexy time, a little bit of songage. I am Resident Daryl on the Twitter, on the PSN, on the Xbox Live, on the Twitch. I think my name is pretty much universally accepted across all platforms. Hannah Montana,
the only one that likes Resident Evil.
Yeah, he's the only person in the world.
There can only be one.
My Twitter handle is T_. Bird, BYRD 803. And my PSN and Xbox Live are T Bird 803. And I think my Twitch is T Bird 803 as well. So
I like
hit me
it.
Up.
What about you, Game Squat?
Okay, my PS.
Nobody cares.
And Xbox are both JM803. I don't have a Twitter yet.
But you will.
Yeah, but you can find me on Facebook. Readily available. My PSN is on my Facebook, so if you type in my PSN, it brings up my Facebook.
Nailed it.
Where can they find the show at?
We're on that Twitter, at Remember the Loot. We're on that Facebook, at Remember the Loot. Our Facebook, Remember the Loot community group, is going up soon. There's the YouTube, and then there's the iTunes and the Stitcher, and soon to be Google Play. So there's lots
Whenever
of
they decide to do that.
And I always forget when we're wrapping things up, when we're doing the housekeeping, I always forget hashtag Remember the Loot. And this is why this is important. Whenever we get really good trophies or we do something really cool in the games, we take our little share play and we take our little clips and we send them off to the internets and we hashtag Remember the Loot, we create a space and a place where we can all come together and look at the trophies that I got.
And on Facebook, it's literally two pictures of Mad Max and then a post with Daryl from 2012.
Yeah, basically. So anything that you guys do in the community, hashtag Remember the Loot. You get a trophy, you get a really cool glitch in a game. Tonight, there's going to be some freaking Just Cause hashtags. It's going to happen. So, hashtag Remember the Loot. We will all enjoy those things together.
Remember, L-O-O-T.
Not L-U-T-E, because homie don't play that. So today's song is another one by RPD, Resurrection Pending Death, or Raccoon City Police Department, whichever one you prefer. This is one of the latest songs we did, obviously, yesterday, which we did our podcast yesterday. That was the brand new song, It's Safe. The last song that we released on any sort of radio station and or SoundCloud, Songage, whatever. It's called So On and So Forth. We're going to close it up with that today. We will holler back at y'all folks next week.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Peace.
One life to live and then we die. Will we leave a legacy that we're proud of? Will we fight? Time marches on and never stops for anyone. Take a look back, are you proud of what you've done? One life to live, we can't afford to mess around. As we stand in silence, our country crashes to the ground. I'll fight for freedom and truth, there's always freedom in you. The only one that can save us from all the bad that we do. I gladly stand on my beliefs, never try to push them over on anyone. We need to examine the things that we see every day. All these broken down people at the end of the road. So wait, I'm coming with hope, you wanna see it? Here's a blanket to keep warm and a burger to eat and a pillow if you wanna go to sleep. By the way, would you mind if we pray? God always hears our voices, the sound of our voice we pray. She started off on her way, she said this is a part of your legacy. You didn't even have to acknowledge me, you touched me in so many ways. I will forever remember this day, I refuse to take anything glory, because God is the only one worthy. We all need help in our life when things go crazy and becomes eternity. Love is the power, there's nothing in life that can take it away. So I ask, who have you loved today? One life to live and then we die. Will we leave a legacy that we're proud of? Will we fight? Time marches on, it never stops for anyone. Take a look back, are you proud of what you've done? One life to live, we can't afford to mess around. As we stand in silence, our country crashes to the ground. I'll fight for freedom and truth, there's always freedom in you. The only one that can save us from all the bad that we do. So many people keep dying, hit them all with a bang, bang. Thought they was living that life, but it's such a shame, shame. These mothers cry and scream, asking Lord, why me? Why couldn't we open his eyes and see what I see? Was playing basketball, took a fall and thrashed his knee. No more college for him, so he turned to the streets. He said, Mama, I love you, it's gonna be okay. I don't have nothing else, I have to make a way. Grabs a sack of the green as he steps out. Didn't see the calling of them with the gun out. Rained out, shots fired, now he falling down. It was robbery that got him put inside the ground. One life to live and then we die. Will we leave a legacy that we're proud of? Will we fight? Time marches on, it never stops for anyone. Take a look back, are you proud of what you've done? One life to live, we can't afford to miss.
us around. Every stand in silence, our country crashes to the ground. I'll fight for freedom and truth. There's always freedom in you. The only one that can save us from all the bad that we do.
Yeah, what if I was this, what if I was that? Would you let me work and it change the facts? What if I walked out the door and never came back? Would it make you happy? You appreciate that? You look me in my face and say you don't love me. Can I change something? Can I change something? Can I change something? Tell me your heart is beating, but you don't deserve it. You tell me I'm never good enough and you want me perfect. I try and be a good man, I guess I'm allergic. Guess I'm allergic, guess I'm allergic and I'm nervous. I fight this battle with you every day and night. I try to see the light, but it don't come in sight. Your words drag me to the floor, there's gotta be more. God, there's gotta be more, gotta be more to this life.